We discussed a couple of days ago calling the show On Another Note. What do you think?
Yeah, I like it. There's a much more playful connotation as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, so what kind of themes is this podcast, you know, tackle then?
Well, we were discussing technology as being one of the main aspects, but more along the lines of, I guess, maybe transhumanism or superintelligence. As well as that, this touches on philosophy, ethics. But we also need to be, we also need to think about today, not just what, like, what's happening in the future.
Yeah. So I like maybe Yuval Noah Harari is a good example of this. He doesn't just talk about history as a historian, which, you know, you'd expect. He speculates from learning about the past and kind of studying the trends that happen throughout history and makes an analysis about where, in his opinion, we're heading based on like habits of, you know, our collective history. So maybe we could do something similar in that we learn from the like past, but as Yuval has shown, it should also be the past, present, and future.
Yeah. Right?
It's almost like you need to make a neologism for a historian of like throughout time and not just keep time as like a past tense.
Yeah. So time travel. Let's just, time travel.
Yeah, we've all seen Doctor Who. That segue could almost make this, it seem like this podcast is for geeks, but I don't think we're just, like, that's too much of a niche.
I don't want to be geeky about it. You know, I want to spur on some interesting conversation outside of, you know, what's normally going on at the moment. I mean, like, people are like talking about, you know, things like that are important, and I don't want to discard the things that are discussed today that are important, you know, things like politics, for example. But I also want people to debate on the topic of politics with a regard for the future, not just about what's happening today.
Yeah, exactly. So I think this kind of is like the culmination of what we've just said, of one of our segments that we've been discussing, right?
Yeah.
And we've been planning for, which is patch notes, but maybe more like accurately, it could be global patch notes, because it's kind of like getting the news from around the world, and it's more about what's happening in the world rather than patch notes, which is just usually about updates of some software or product.
Yeah, and I'd like to continue updating our news on that as well. I look forward to that.
Yeah. Okay, so cool. All right, let's say that's the introduction, and we can move on to our first attempt at global patch notes.
Yeah. I mean, have you watched the patch notes stuff? Any of the patch notes stuff?
I'm going to be going through it a bit as we talk, but I should be okay.
Okay. I think, look, I think the stuff that we've been posting up, they're good news articles and stuff for us to discuss in terms of topics, and they're very conversational.
Like, you know, half the time I send you these things, I'm like, it's almost like left there as I need to finish getting through this.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're partially, to put it another way, you're partially my favorites list of like references.
Only partially. I'll make partially.
Yeah, you're,
are you saying
there.
That my memes are not contributing towards being your favorite?
They do not go in the patch notes. You know, they, when the, I mean, news is just a bunch of, like, because, like, have you seen the Fox News, like, compilation videos where they're all just saying the exact same meme on the exact same day?
Yeah, I remember you posting that up, and that was cringy.
It seriously is. They all, like, must have the same boardroom, and then they go off into their studios being, like, Fox and Friends, Fox this.
I don't think that they
And
even read their script. They just get handed this script and they just have to read it word for word. I'm pretty sure that's what
yeah.
happens time in and time out.
Well, who's the, I mean, it must, so then the cringiness goes to the copywriters then, right?
Yeah, I think so. It's all part of the same media anyway, so it's no surprise. And I see the same sort of
Yeah,
thing
same
happening with,
culture.
like, yeah, I see the same sort of thing happening here, like, with Sky News and a lot of the main channels.
Oh man, I when you say Sky News, I should know what you're talk like what that talks about, but I just don't.
Well, we can add that to the patch notes.
What is Sky? Is it on TV? Because I do not watch TV.
It's on Foxtel. So yeah, more of the same.
Right.
All right.
Okay, the first one is the fourth state of matter could scrub viruses from the air. Yeah, I think the states of
Liquid,
matter.
like liquid air, gas, solid, and plasma.
Plasma. Plasma
Those are
is the
the.
fourth state of matter. I think I did actually end up watching this one. Yeah, I
Yeah,
do remember.
and this was like
Yeah.
this actually was really interesting because they said that they would send some matter through a pipe, and it had this like plasma field, and it would disinfect like 99.9% of the room within seconds. And
Jeez,
so
what does it
that,
do to humans if they're in
sorry,
what does it do to humans if they're in that room?
they haven't looked at that yet. So like,
Oh my God.
watching this video, because it's fairly new, watching this video, I was kind of, I kind of laughed at what the what her name, but this was a video on Seeker, and her response was, "We haven't looked at what the ramifications might be, but hey, it's disinfecting 99.9% of the room, so it doesn't really matter." And my instant response.
Unless you're in that 99.9% of the
Yeah.
fucking germ.
We're that 0.1%.
Oh my God.
So,
I'm not gonna be
but
near
look,
that.
it'd be interesting to think about what actually happens. But they were talking about their theory as to what actually occurs in it through this process, where they these viruses are stripped of the outer wall of their cells, and so they're instantly exposed and they die.
Oh my.
Well, like, this is to do with the viruses though, so this is not, or like
Okay.
anything that's airborne. So it's not actually you that's being stripped of your cells.
Yeah. But it sounds intense, but I guess it mostly works on a microscopic level. Does that
Yeah.
mean you could get rid of any viruses within a person, maybe as well, without harming them?
Well, I doubt that. I think if you're using it internally, I mean, it's gonna. I don't think it's well, I think it attacks anything and everything. So
Jesus.
it'll probably attack your cell walls.
Okay, well, so it's kind of like that extreme version of when people put the whole tent over their house to like air out bugs and then they do fumes through. Have you
Yeah.
seen that? Yeah, it's like an extreme version of that. So there's like you de instead of like just leaving and getting a going into a motel, it could be as dangerous as you need to leave the whole town. But they just don't know.
Just get the hell out of Dodge. No, they don't
Yeah.
know. I mean, it took during the discovery of radiation. I mean, how long did it take before they realized, well, wait, radiation is actually bad?
I'm actually just looking at some of the pictures from that video, right? And
Yeah.
I hope it's not that case because I'm looking at their protective gear. They're wearing everything, a suit, gloves, a mask, glasses, and the seriously the device looks like a freaking missile or something. It's crazy.
Well, I mean, you'd have to be prepared for everything.
Yeah, I guess what's that saying that a little bit of
Just never know.
discovery, yeah, you need to break a little bone? Is that a saying?
Is that really a saying? I haven't heard that
No, I think I just
yet. Are you just coming up
made
with it?
everything
Sure. So
analogy.
neologisms and neo phrases.
Yeah, totally. Okay,
All
yeah,
right.
what's the next one? One after that was the news that NASA had announced they're going to the moon by 2024. That's
Yeah.
not far away. That is.
No. I'm really happy with that because it was planned for 2028 and they pushed it forward to 2024.
Dude, yeah, exactly. That's like an Olympic breakaway.
Yeah,
It's like
that's
it'll
is
probably.
that a unit of measurement now? Are we doing this?
Yeah, seriously. It's a measurement. So, wait,
America uses
let me
football
get this
fields at
in. Yeah, I was just going to say, let me get this in. But the astronauts are going to be watching the 2024 Olympics from the moon.
Oh, that's really great.
That's wild to think about.
We should give them an Olympic sport for when they're on the moon.
Yeah, well, it's almost like 3D. Sorry, because I mean it'll be a very slow game, but you can essentially kick a ball around the whole planet and it will should come back to where you're standing. It has no friction or wind or anything to move it out of place.
It's still got gravity, so I don't think you'd be able to kick it and it'll go all the whole way around.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, that's wait, yeah.
But
What is the gravity? It must be extremely low, right? It's just
it's very low.
yeah.
It's very, very low. I mean, they're going to be setting the bar pretty high for long jump.
Yeah. That's so true.
Had to wait for that to sink in for you.
I did. It took a bit. Like, well, it's like long jump, high jump, it's every kind of jump. It's everything. Anyway, they're going to smash all the records out of the way.
Imagine trying to power walk. Going back to our discussion about power walking.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if they have like less clunky suits than the first time they went.
No, I don't think so. I think there was like a real physical limitation. So I think it's gonna be the same thing. Not this,
Oh,
not the same thing. There are like there have been big improvements since then, but in terms of mobility, but I still think they're just as I don't know, inflated.
yeah, I remember reading some of the criticisms to like say some later sci-fi movies like Gravity and Interstellar.
Yeah.
And Interstellar is like a lot of the time it's more accurate than the other sci-fi movies because they had scientists or astro-scientists working with them checking a lot of the details. But say something like Gravity didn't have as much kind of attention to detail because they had like an attractive female protagonist has her knickers when she took off the suit like
Yeah, I remember that being a contentious topic because I'm like, that's not how real life works at all.
It's not it's no the real life is actually 4 hours of preparation with the
Yeah.
suit before you go out every single time you do a spacewalk. That is the real life right now. That's it's not 15 seconds to take off the suit and put it on. It's 4 hours.
I
That's
mean, yeah, I guess like with that knowledge, I guess I'm pretty happy with the fact that they just did it the way they did because I'm not going to be watching somebody put on a spacesuit for 4 hours or for the length of the movie.
yeah, it's yeah, that's true.
But with that, going back to the moon. This is a more permanent base. It's not
Yeah.
just a, not just a, oh, we've come back here. Let's like,
Correct.
visit for a vacation. It works for something
Yeah,
much more important.
this is going to the moon as a stepping off point to colonize Mars.
Yeah, and also there's been a lot of talk of mining, asteroid mining
Yeah.
in particular. There has been talk about mining on the
That's
moon as
right.
well.
Well, I mean, they actually require it. That it's what they're going to use to live, to power their
Yeah.
machines. They're going to. I think they can now found all the kind of materials, including things like ice, certain kinds of ice, like hydrogen, in ice form, and oxygen, and I think what was it? Maybe some. I think hydrogen was one of the main ones. Did they find oxygen in like a CO2 kind of form, or something like this? Anyway, they
Yeah, that was on Mars. They did
Well,
find
they
that on
found
Mars.
stuff on the moon similar so that they could use to power their devices to make drinking water, to do
Yeah,
all these things.
I remember reading about this. Yeah, they found evidence of it. They didn't actually find it, and they are going to go check out certain
Okay.
segments of the moon that have not yet been explored because they've got some pretty solid evidence that there are some materials that they can harvest from there that are crucial towards crucial towards reducing payload. I mean, you don't want to be flying all this stuff out from Earth.
No, you don't. It's going to be like hundreds of millions every time you leave, so you want to just stay
Yeah, but thinking about this though, like if the moon turns into a construction yard, could you
there.
imagine
Oh
seeing that from the
my God.
moon? Oh, sorry,
I'll be
from Earth. You're gonna be seeing
seeing
these
it in a
flashing
telescope.
lights and yeah, you're just gonna see
That.
these people, yelling at each other
Oh
or
man.
eating lunch over in space during their
Hey,
construction breaks.
I just you're totally right. I think I think I'll definitely invest into a really good telescope to see what's going on. That's awesome to think about. I just confirmed that they've found millions of tons of water ice. They've got images. Yeah,
Really,
Lunar
on the
South
moon?
Pole.
Ah, okay. That's what I was reading about
Hang on,
last
am I
week,
thinking?
that they were
It
looking at the
says,
poles.
I can't tell if this is, yeah, it's Lunar South Pole, which is the moon. It's just that hard to believe. It contains millions of tons of water ice. Am I reading this wrong?
Well, that's awesome.
Because they
What? I'm seeing here there's a post on from April 2nd
saying
from
they've had
NASA,
water.
saying it has the potential for water and
Okay.
intriguing science.
All right. So I guess we can jump straight into what we're just discussing. Arnav Kapoor did a TED talk on April 2019 on presenting a device called Alter Ego with, and it has the potential to let you silently talk to and get information from a computer system, like a voice inside your head. So,
I love this.
Alex, let's link this in the show notes, right?
Yeah,
We can do
absolutely. Highly recommend to everybody watches this.
I'll link it in the description or wherever I can. It seems like he is the inventor, and it augments human cognition. That has the potential to really augment human cognition and give voice to those who have lost their ability to speak. So the video includes the demonstration of someone who cannot talk, cannot move, and essentially they only really had this option. Like, what other option do they have to kind of communicate besides, yeah,
Just eye
they must
rolls.
have
I mean, there wasn't
had,
much to it.
exactly. So it was almost like this is exactly the device that he needed in order to be able to communicate, to control a computer. He might now be able to control a computer faster than we can type things potentially. Though the demonstration was had a bit of latency.
Yeah, I'd probably attribute that latency to the amount of computation power required in order to actually produce the result. I mean, it was
Yeah, that's
produced in real
true.
time using a laptop, I think.
And in saying that, it was quite quick,
Yeah.
considering everything it was doing.
I mean, this is pre-alpha
It's true. Yeah.
alpha.
Yeah, you could accelerate in so many different ways. Right now, they're just taping the sensors onto the skin.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is external. So this is an external sticker on the skin, and then you're able to produce through machine learning subtle vocal m movements
Yeah.
and produce text. And I think that's like it's insane.
Yeah, the kind of the implications for a near future on mass is where we're actually got devices like in Black Mirror on our skin
that control our devices. And we don't need to tech, don't need to use our hands at all.
No, and I
That's
think this is this is something that I've been waiting for a long time. I mean, I don't know how many other people, but
Yeah, for
I feel
sure.
the same way about this. But I'm sick of holding my phone, even looking at a
Oh,
screen. You
yeah.
know, these sorts of things that we are from a very like quite a well-off society, but these things are a bit annoying, and it has big ramifications on our bodies as well. You know, like our necks are a little bit more hunched nowadays. There's been evidence to suggest that, you know, just we've started to evolve longer thumbs because we use those thumbs to press on screens and joysticks and stuff.
No, are you
Yeah,
serious?
I'll
That's
share this paper.
what?
It's like it's very, very, very slight. It's just this is evidence to suggest. So
Okay, I mean, evolution doesn't take effect in like within a decade. That's
no, it's
insane.
not with this isn't within a decade though. I mean, if you think about like video games and computers and stuff, you know, these have been around for a long time, and the way we use our
Yeah,
time at the moment.
but that's not a long time. Like in scale of evolution to pick.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. But this is why I'm saying there is evidence to suggest this, and reading these papers, it's been interesting.
All right.
I'll
Yeah,
put it
send
up.
it through. Yeah.
Along with that though, I definitely think the next revolution in technology is internal. I think that
Yeah. I mean, we're just now breaking, it feels like we're breaking a barrier with like wearables. Like this is
yeah.
kind of wearable, and it's like the next step in
It's
wearables.
wearables, it's bionics, this is true augmentation of what as an extension of us as humans. I think this is going to like lead us towards becoming even more human, like he was saying in the TED talk. I definitely think that way. You know, I think it's going to make us like more sociable because we've just got this instant access to technology, as opposed to, you know, stopping conversation halfway to look at a notification on a.
Oh my God, Ali, imagine talking through that.
Yeah.
How it Wait, no, that doesn't register. Wait, can we? How does it communicate to him?
To the speaker?
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, I mean, right now I'm talking about the what ifs or like the potential for the future, but right now it's only printing to a screen.
It's just printing. Okay. Well, I thought.
I think what you can do is you can dictate it, so it'll turn it into a text and then from text to speech.
Okay. Yeah, I do you know what I was thinking was that you could communicate it quite subtly to the brain. Like I wonder if this is kind of like something that needs to happen where the level of communication to the user needs to increase, like the AI speaking to the human. Like for example, I wear headphones and am connected to the Google AI, and so you just easily speak to that
Yeah.
and it replies. But it's the speed is incredibly slow with processing, but also in terms of how it speaks. Like imagine reading, I'd have to increase the speed, you know, like that's one of the options that needs to be adjusted. And it depends on how well it can communicate the speed of the processing of voice. Like maybe one of the dictation things that needs to happen with brain augmentation is dictating to our brain extremely quickly.
Well, I think there should be a more personalized experience in terms of dictation. I think that would be ideal. I think like at the moment, I mean, with me, if I use Siri, I can adjust her speed so that she speaks more quickly or more slowly. I love this.
Hey.
Yeah, this is great.
That must have been maybe longer than 15, I couldn't tell.
Yeah, I think it might have been.
Okay, so we were just talking about before we move on to like what's next, I wanted to make the distinction before, which is like you said it's bionics. I'm thinking it's still like on our skin. I wouldn't consider recent biotech. I wouldn't put it in the bionics category.
I would categorize it as a very rudimentary form of bionics, much like you know, reading glasses, for example. I would consider them a form of some type of bionics as well. They're still augmenting something.
Yeah, but that's not the definite. I would define bionics as like some type of if wearables is on top of, then then bionics and biotech is probably more to do with inside the body, not on top of.
I don't think they need to reside inside the body. I think you could consider it as something that the body depends on for to.
Okay, so like kind of just like by a general definition would just be an augmentation, right?
Yeah, I mean that's how I've always considered it. Anyway, the
Okay.
definition of bionics is the study of mechanical systems that function like living organisms or parts of living organisms.
Okay,
So
cool. So yeah, it doesn't define. I guess that's kind of like one category I think I wanted to. I think is important distinction because there's quite a difference between things that you can just wear and take off to a piece of technology that is quite difficult to get off you, get out of you, right?
yeah, I get that. But then would you, I mean, this would be leaning towards transhumanism if you had something that
Yeah.
was like so finely integrated into your body. I mean, that would be like a next level form of bionics.
Do you know who I love? I'm actually re enjoying Max Tegmark's book at the moment on Life 3.0. And he gives the distinction that where Life 1.0 is the ability to kind of replicate in terms of copy yourself and just mimic and replicate. We as humans can do one step further, and we can use I guess we can to an extent design. I think I'm going to use that definition honestly because the definition was very particular about Life 2.0, because I remember for sure that Max Tegmark was defining Life 3.0 as the ability to completely design yourself, right? And that's like what artificial intelligence can do.
Artificial general intelligence.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like that. I would say he's talking about super intelligence. Okay, I'm going to the Wikipedia page for Life 3.0 as Max Tegmark defines it. Life 1.0 is referring to biological origins. Like I was saying, it's like rudimentary kind of replication. Life 2.0 refers to cultural developments. So it's more of a to do with the social system. And then Life 3.0 is it's moved on to the next stage in technology. And that focuses on artificial general intelligence and the ability, the addition to being able to learn and able to redesign its own hardware and internal structure. Like
Right.
he said, maybe one caveat could say, like, we might be life 2.1. Like humans are nowhere near three, but you could say we're starting to augment and be able to redesign our own hardware and internal structure, but we're far from it in the sense of drastic changes.
We are far from it. I mean, we've now just started to be able to 3D print our own organs, but I don't think we're going to be like designing any new
I mean,
organs, like new functioning organs anytime soon.
like exactly. And consider how fast you can change a computer, like it's in its hardware.
Yeah.
Extremely quick. So going back to just maybe the sensors for this alter ego wearable device, it picks up sub-vocalization. It seems like it's around the neck and it connects one to the ear. And yes, maybe about all up about six sensors, mostly around the neck is the next area in the back of around the ears.
Yeah.
Right, so and that picks up the subvocalization to control and talk to an AI without actually talking to it or typing or writing or doing anything with your hands at all. So you can essentially look like doing nothing, twiddling.
Just to give a quick summary of what it says in the TED Talk, it says it records deliberate information that you want to communicate through deliberate engagement of your internal speech system.
Exactly. Yeah. And I like that definition because I can imagine there was a bit of a semantic team there saying that deliberate is the best word to use.
To make it very clear, I'm just looking at this like one segment, you know, they're talking about how the device does not record or read your thoughts.
I have to make that very clear. But you know what? I want to see what happens further, of course. Like, imagine if it picks up the 80% of thoughts that you've vocalized, but you're not even aware of them, or they're just kind of like quite habitual. I imagine that it picks up the quite deliberate thoughts that you've pushed to vocalization or sub-vocalization without actually talking.
Yeah, I mean, we've all got little ticks and stuff that might occur during any time in a conversation. So it would be really interesting to understand and ascertain what's going on.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm also thinking like,
or just like basic human.
They could pick up if you just like left this device on you recording right throughout your day, it would pick up all of your sub-vocalizations that you say to yourself. You don't even realize you're saying. And yeah. And that's data, right? It's the kind of like, imagine what's happening with Amazon or in Google, you know. So it's supposedly, I mean, it's being confirmed, I guess, in some areas that it's listening to us all the time. In a sense, it has to, in order to pick up when we're talking, saying, okay, Google, Siri.
Yeah.
So it's like that. Plus you don't even have to talk. It's this, I think we underestimate how much we talk to ourselves, you know?
Well, I think I don't like the current culture where if you talk to yourself, you're a bit of a loon.
But this is the thing. Extreme, to me, extreme sub-vocalization is just thoughts. It's most of your thoughts. They're in word form.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Right? So it's extremely strange to say that person's weird for talking to themselves when it's as someone who doesn't do that,
yeah.
Someone who doesn't think.
it's interesting to hear people's reactions though, when topics like that
come up.
Like, oh, this person talks to themselves, and my first reaction is, oh, what were they talking about? Because I just want to know what the conversation's about.
Yeah, someone says it to you, and you're just like, are you talking to yourself? that's horrible. Oh man, the implications of this are so cool. And I got to the queue and just comes in and says, all right, we've got some questions to ask you because we're amazed and also frightened.
And yeah, I understand that response as well. It's just a very, very human response. If you don't understand what's going on, you get a little freaked out. But I don't think it's anything to be scared of. I mean, these are just things that we've understood. I guess people in medicine understand.
Exactly.
And they're trying to bring that out to the public. And it's just because the public aren't quite educated on the topic yet.
Yeah, you're right. You're totally right. I think we're in our own little bubble where we're kind of like eagerly awaiting these things. And then the rest of the world is just like, but I don't know what a developmental language is.
And this is what they're saying sub-vocally.
Yeah. Yeah, you could.
Just <again. laughs>
Yeah, disgusting. I've also had a lot of people actually say that to me and not under their breath, so to speak.
They'll come around. They'll be educated.
Yeah, yeah. So what would you want to use this for?
Um, It'd be really funny during a meeting.
Sending memes. Oh my God. Oh my God. Do you know what it's going to work really well with? Is like actually good smart glasses that are, seems really close. Like the focals.
I'm in two minds about smart glasses at the moment. Just seeing Google Glass's new set come out, and I just do not like Google Glasses.
I don't like them either. They're horrible. But did you look at Focals?
Focals?
Yeah, Focals. I'm like, you know, giving them a shout out, I guess. But check out yeah. there. It's so much more slim design of glasses. It looks nice. And it's a small computer, really small, and it's mostly just doing UI, like UI instead of like bulking it up with cameras and processing. It's just mostly a simple UI, and it's a laser right in front of the screen, and no one even can see the laser.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'll look into it. Did you ever watch the film Anon?
Yeah, that UI was cool.
Is that what it's kind of like? Yeah, I really like that UI.
I forget. Was that with glasses or contact lens?
No, this was contact
yeah. lens. No, their UI was so much more sleek because obviously, the UI
it's just basic, you know.
What they're using with Focals is like a very narrow, you know, screen. Dimension it takes up.
Yeah, I see. All right. Should we leave it there?
Yeah, sure.
We can continue this later on.
Yeah, sure. It's just, oh man, I love the implications of these things. This is fun to chat about.
This is so much fun to chat about. I really like it.
Yeah, sweet. All right, sure.
All right. I'll speak to you later.